seconds on the
plate.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Should I bring my pen or two?
Yeah, no, it's for me, you just have to make some more.
Ah, okay.
I also got my mask, but I don't need my mask.
I do.
Come on.
There we are. My laptop is crashing.
Damn computer.
No, no, no.
Let's just check one more time.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Actually, my laptop doesn't work.
I don't know.
Switch it on again.
Check.
Okay, I think it works. Test, test.
Yes.
So you all read what we're going to do, or not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna make a remote control.
Yeah, I think my laptop is...
Does this work? I don't
know. One, most to write, just the one.
That's right.
Yeah. That's F11.
Cool. Okay. So that's my name, notable. We're going to make a remote control, you already know that. So look how we're going to make this agenda of our meeting. You know, this is about 25 minutes, this meeting. So, the first thing we have to know is. You already know what we're going to do. We also read what this did things, or
yes.
Not yet? Okay. So, yeah, it has to be original, trendy, user friendly. Now that's what we're going to design. First, we have three steps of making the remote control. The first thing is in the functional design. It's really important. We have to look what the needs are, the effects of the functional design, and how the remote control works. That's where we're going to look in the functional design, that's for the next meeting. The second thing is the conceptual design. That's the specifications of the components and the properties, and the specifications of the user interface. And we have to look what the market is doing, for what kind of remote controls are in the market. And the third thing is the detailed design. And that's exactly how you know what it is. It's exactly how it looks. Okay, so this is these are two smart boards. This is an introduction of that one. You already saw, you know all that you can put things in the RIG project map?
Folder, yes.
Folder, okay. So, okay, look at that one. So what are we going to do first? You can read.
Mm-hmm.
You have to draw a favorite animal on the whiteboard, and say why it's your favorite animal. So and yeah, this is just to try it out. And we have to use different pen colors and different thickness of the pen. So okay. So first. Show you, maybe you can come here to have a look how it works.
Yes.
Okay. There's a new place. It's okay.
It's pen.
And then you need different color here. So I don't know, I just take the pink.
Purple.
Purple, okay. And control slowly because otherwise it won't work. It's a very nice alpha. I don't know what it looks, but it doesn't matter.
Looks very nice.
And this one. Something like this? Oh no, okay. Yeah, okay. Because I like. Okay.
A pink elephant.
It's a bit slow, you can see this is a bit annoying.
Okay.
Okay, so just for you guys, just one of you can draw a painting here. Just don't, yeah, just you can use it like that.
Okay.
Just a format you can use it, I think.
What's the color?
It's in format.
It has to be water.
No, it has to be an animal, so if it's it should be snake or something.
The water
is important.
Okay, now. Maybe one more. It's a fish.
Okay,
wow.
Cool.
This is somewhere.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay,
next. Do you have to write down why? Ah, it doesn't matter. Just to get used to the white book. That's okay.
Okay.
Just make a new blank page.
Yeah, not too far to the pen top.
Let's make it.
Maybe you should hold your pen a bit more to the back, so that not to the yeah.
To the back.
I think it's a pig.
Pig?
No, it's
a
dog.
A sheep?
Not a hat.
We only have 25 minutes, so
take it easy.
Okay, I'll make a cat of it.
I was gonna make a cat too.
Use your fantasy.
Not too quick.
Just hold it more to the back, and you don't. Okay.
I just draw the pick, I think.
Okay, that's it.
More?
No, that's okay, thank you.
Just to get used to it.
thought these pens would be just you write it down and you downloaded the word. You already did it or no?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. But,
but
you actually got to write on that paper.
Sorry?
You really got to write on that
paper.
Yeah,
no, but
yeah,
I
it's a real pen.
I thought it would be just in type direction.
Yeah,
so
but it's
but
just a picture.
Just, yeah, just a picture.
Oh.
So it's not that cool as I thought it would be.
You can't edit in the edit it in Word.
No.
No.
Ooh. It's a donkey.
I don't know, what time did we start this meeting? I'm not sure.
I think it was
half past.
Half past 10.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Okay,
nice.
Perfect.
Yep.
But you just have to save everything. So. Oh, this is definitely special. Okay, so what we know is that we have to sell this remote control for about 25 euros. And we have to make a profit of 50 million euros, so we have to use a big market in Europe.
Easy.
The prediction costs about half the price of Sunnyfire, sorry?
No, easy.
So, can someone make a calculation about how many we have to sell these to make 50 million? So, we're going to have a little discussion about what experience are in remote control, the first of these, and everything. So think about remote controls.
Yeah, my first question was, does it have to be a universal remote control?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Because we sell it not only from the not with the television, we sell it apart.
I think it's I'm not sure. It's not.
Yeah,
it
probably would be universal.
Not only television, or more devices.
I don't think you can buy a universal remote control for 25 euros, so not sure.
Yeah, I know, you can buy a universal control.
Okay, so we just say it's a universal remote
control.
Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
And also for the VCR and the DVD player?
Yeah, everything. Just
okay.
So a lot of buttons on the remote control.
Yeah, not just the TV?
No, just everything.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, what's a remote control? It's just a black thing with some buttons on it. It's not nothing very special. But
well, we can try to make it special.
Yeah, that's right. So, do you have any ideas how it has to look for usability?
Well,
or
I've thought about making it the same as style as the television, which has we don't have the same television all the time. So, that's no matter. If we control the VCR and the DVD player with it, it has to be clear, because kids and elderly are gonna use it. So it's not only for the technical persons. I think it must be a very good control, so you can use it from everywhere in your room. The infrared thing must be from very good quality.
That's right. Should be a good point.
Okay. Nothing frustrating then. And how big should it be?
Yeah. I don't know.
It shouldn't be too big, but I don't think we can make it too small because it has to have a lot of functions. So. We can't make it smaller than the things we see now, I think.
Just big enough for the buttons we have. That's
yeah,
that's it.
Or we have to make something like mobile phones that you can fold it open. Yeah. Maybe then you can make it smaller and uniquer.
Yes.
Maybe more trendy.
But you think about a one you can
fold open,
okay.
Where you can see
yeah, cool.
More options.
Maybe for the DVD player or something.
Yeah, something
okay.
On top, just general things like volume and TV channels, and inside things you don't use that often.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
or you
good.
Could
yeah.
Think of a small touch screen on the remote control.
Yeah,
yeah.
I want that.
Why should you use a touch screen on a remote control?
Maybe
you can make a menu in it.
Yeah, or maybe to keep it easy and small.
Okay. But it's not too expensive
to
put a touch screen on.
Yeah,
but
maybe
it's not reachable, I think. And we have to care for the strength of the remote control.
Yeah.
Because remote controls are most things in the house that falls down on the ground and get often broken.
And if you have a touch screen in it, it's definitely too.
Yeah,
yeah. Lots of kids use it, and touchscreen is not kids.
You can put games on your remote control.
And how about the batteries? Should you put it in a recharger or?
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. Just put it on your television and just recharge. You never have to use any
maybe
batteries.
Maybe that's a good idea, but yeah, you have to look at the price then, I think.
Yeah, how expensive is a normal recharger?
Well, how much is your standard mobile phone charger?
Yeah, if you buy it separately from your phone, it's probably expensive, but I don't know what the projection
maybe
costs are.
If you look at the market, it's probably still the best way just to put batteries in, because maybe it's too expensive.
Cause well
but the home station is a really good idea, because lots of people are lose their remote control and don't know where it is, and now you can put
it's
it always at the same place.
Yeah.
Maybe it's therefore it's a good idea, but maybe it's expensive.
Maybe use it as a separate option.
Yeah.
Sell it separately.
You can buy it with.
Yeah,
it.
But I have a mouse that's also
rechargeable.
Yeah, and you just have normal batteries that you can recharge. And just put it in a station, or you can change the batteries.
Oh yeah.
Option, this is the option. That's cool.
I said something on paper already. Size, looks, usable, the buttons on usual places, the on off button must be on top.
Yeah.
It has to lay good in the hand. You have to.
Like a different form than a normal remote controller?
I don't know.
I think we have to look at that because, well. You can do everything the standard way, but
you can make it very special to create our own looks, but it's very hard.
Yeah, if we want to make it special, we probably have to do a lot of testing if it really works.
Mm. Well, you can have basic things on the same place, like on off button on top, and the TV channels 1, 2, 3, 4 as a block.
Yeah.
And then the volume, obviously, on top, so you can see. But the rest is you don't use that often. So if you have a clear button with a good icon on it, it should be clear as well.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what place it is on the remote control, I think. So you can do something unique with that.
Yeah. What we have to think about too is buttons that you use often are. Maybe like when you fold it open, when you have it closed, you can still do the
Paul
functions.
Already said.
Yeah,
yeah,
just for
on
the
on
TV
top
and
the
just
the
basic
yeah.
options on top. And
basically,
you fold it
when
open.
I'm
but
watching
maybe
TV, I'm just using like 5 buttons or so.
Maybe it's very hard to make it full open and to look like it's very.
If
very nice.
If you make it fold open,
to.
It's also the strength is not as good as a
no,
normal.
No, that's
right.
So maybe you have
control.
to keep it like a square, just normal remote control kind of.
Okay, but yeah.
Let's think about it. We have to close this to finish this meeting. So.
Someone thinks.
We have another 30 minutes, so then we're going to meet again. So you know what you have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
For me, the marketing expert, the user requirements specification. Do I need to think as a user, only the looks and the?
I don't know what you want to do with it.
Yeah, I think just if you have to know if it's for a TV, a DVD player, all the things.
Okay.
Also from a user, but.
Yeah, it's also about strength.
Yeah,
and
I also wrote down some stuff that you want to.
Yeah, no, maybe not strength. That's not that's something for
technical strength.
That's not for you.
Okay.
Just if what's in the market, what's normal, what kind of.
Do you want to do with your remote control? What do you need on your remote control? I already wrote some down.
Yep.
Yeah, just. Is that okay?
Okay.
There's already a document in the folder.
And
yeah, good.
So, see you in 30 minutes.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
For the next time, you have to put it exactly on the square, so your laptop.
Oh.
Didn't say that.
No, sorry.
Your fault.